Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is still Otto Loos.
All hooked up.
We have earphones on for this next segment. And that's... Joe, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Terrific. We have Joe Mazza. And Joe is a New York State certified HICAP counsel for families and children's program. And actually, even though it's a long title, the conversation is going to be in reference to Medicare updates. The enrollment period just started a couple of days ago and goes through December. And earlier in the show, Joe, we were talking in reference to some of the situation that Otto's going through. And actually, I'm going to turn it over to Otto.
Okay. Joe, how you doing? My name is Otto.
Yes. Good.
Good.
Yeah, actually, I'm sorry, situation, just, and maybe we can use it as an example.
Yeah, that's what we will do. Just, Joe, actually, before we go into that, just tell us something about yourself. I'm sorry. I'm thrown off with these headphones.
I'm a health insurance counselor with family and children one day a week, and then I do financial counseling for them as well.
Oh, nice.
And I also teach income taxes for the town of Hempstead.
Very nice, nice and broad, which is terrific.
Yeah. Recently, I've been kind of forced to learn a lot more about this than I had to know before. I am retired. I retired from a major company, and they just notified us that the group plan that we were under will no longer be in effect starting the first of the year, and that they will give us X dollars into a pot, and we now have to go into... I guess it's called the exchange or the marketplace. I'm not sure what the correct term is. But I've now been getting fairly educated or trying to get educated on what I feel is a fairly complicated subject.
And how old are you, Otto?
I am 79.
Okay. You're on Medicare Part A at least now, or Part
A and B? I'm on A and B.
You have Medicare Parts A and B.
Right.
All right, so let's use you as maybe an example. Of a retired person. Now you're you don't have any insurance from the radio here, I guess, right? From the radio?
No. We have to talk to Christina.
So you had it from where you used to work, and what was your former employer that you had the plan from?
I worked for Mars, the candy company, and I was with the electronics end of it.
Okay. And, right. So that plan is terminating January 1. And they're going to put some money in, into a an account, essentially, that says you can use this money to buy,
Medicare
secondary insurance.
Right.
All right. And companies have been doing that who basically want to exit being in the insurance business. They don't want to provide medical for retirees anymore. They say, you know, here's some money. Our expense now is fixed, and it's your job to go get it.
Right, exactly.
And basically, your options are going to be to get either a Medicare Advantage secondary plan or Medicare Advantage plan, or a better Medigap plan, which is more expensive, but gives you more freedom of doctor choice.
Right, and in my case, I have looked into that part of it and pretty well have decided that Medigap is what I, you know, I'm looking at.
Okay.
And then,
right, a Medigap plans, you know, as you know, if you've seen the list from plans A through N, have you seen the list?
I have, yeah. And
okay.
At my point in time, one of the good things I think about that part of Medicare is at least plan A, B, whatever plan you decide is the same no matter what insurance company you go with.
That is correct. All plan Fs are created equal in benefits.
Right.
Now, Plan F is the most comprehensive and the best plan in that group. It's zero copays, zero deductibles at $260 or more a month, depending on the company you choose.
Right.
Most people choose the lowest cost insurance company for the plan they like.
Yeah, my leaning right now is Plan N.
Right. N is probably your second best plan in the group. It's similar to F, except it has a $20 copay or a maximum $20 copay at the doctor's and a $147 per year deductible for doctors.
Right, and then I think it has a $50 copay for emergency
the ER.
Rooms.
Right.
And unless you admit it, then it's there is no copay.
Right.
And, I found that end of it easier than the drug part of it, Part D.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about the drugs in a moment. So
right.
Plan N is probably Plan N is a good plan for people who say, well, I don't go to the doctor a lot, like every week. You know, I go once a month or less. Okay, then Plan N probably will work well. Most all doctors will accept Medicare A and B with a Plan N, unless they're totally private doctors, in which case you probably don't want to see them because they could be very costly. And so you have freedom of doctor choice. It's good in all 50 states. So if you travel to another state for a long or a short stay and you get sick, you got coverage there.
Yeah, I mean,
Medicare
definitely...
Advantage plans, you don't. They're not well accepted in other states.
Right, and you're kind of limited, I think, limited. Like I currently do have doctors. I don't go every week, fortunately. But I do have doctors who I've gone to for a number of years who I'd like to continue to go to, which is what kind of led me to Plan N.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as opposed to the Advantage idea, where you kind of have to go where they tell you, I think.
Well, Medicare Advantage plans, you have PPOs, where you can make your own appointments without referrals, or you have HMOs, where you have to go through the primary care doctor that you select to get a referral to see any specialists. So if you want to go to the eye doctor, that's a specialist, you got to get a referral from your regular GP who you go to.
Right.
And the network of doctors who take the Medicare Advantage plans are much more limited. It's not as wide a network as your Plan N it would be.
Right.
Right. And then, so definitely you have more freedom of choice, of doctor choice, as well as hospital choice, as well as state choice, meaning the state you're in.
Yeah, all of which kind of led me down that path, I think.
Okay.
And it's very, you know, like I did some homework, and one thing that I was fortunate enough is that Mars provided, I think the company's name is One Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're a fairly large consulting company who was available to all retirees from Mars, and they actually held sessions. But organizations like yours are accessible to people who don't have that luxury.
That's correct. You got a special benefit there, but similar, you might say, to a high cap counselor.
Right.
To help you select a plan. Now, we want to move on, though, to drug plan, because you're going to get a Plan N that's going to cover you for secondary expenses, the 20% that Medicare doesn't pay doctors, and for MRI tests and stuff like that. But then you need a drug plan. And the best way to get a drug plan is to go online to Medicare.gov and click on Find a Drug Plan on the home page, and then it will prompt you to answer some questions and guide you through. It'll say, you know, what type of health insurance do you have? In your case, a Medigap plan, not a Medicare Advantage plan. And then it will ask you to put your drugs in that you take, your prescription drugs, that is, not your vitamins.
Right.
And then as you type the name in, it'll try to find that drug and the dose and the milligrams and how many you take a month. When you finish your drug list, it'll ask you to, again, what type of plan are you looking for? Are you looking for one of the 19 Medicare standalone drug plans, which you are, or are you looking for a health plan, which means a Medicare Advantage plan? Unfortunately, they just use the word health plan, which is a little confusing.
Right.
But the first option says, you know, choose from amongst one of the 19 drug plans. The computer will then search your drug list to see which of the 19 plans provides your drugs at the least total cost, where total cost is the premiums plus the copays or any deductibles.
Right.
And it will give you an annual cost estimate and rank the 19 plans low to high based on that annual estimate.
Yeah, I've done a little bit of this. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Have you done that or
well,
not?
Well, I haven't done it on Medicare Advantage, but on...
On Medicare.gov.
I mean Medicare.gov, right.
Right.
But they did have a shop and compare on their website, you know, the One Exchange.
On the One Exchange? Okay. Hopefully it's got the same 19 plans.
Well, no, it doesn't.
That are available, again, by state. Those 19 plans are for New York State. Other states have other plans, of course.
Yeah, what was the eye-opener to me, and I think a lot of people probably are not aware of the pitfalls of not paying attention to that and not just going to some drug plan that somebody tells you is a good idea. Because
correct.
With the tiers that they put these different drugs into, it seems to vary from all those companies. Like one medication with one company could be in tier one, another one could be tier three, and
correct.
You can take a pretty good beating if your drugs are in the wrong tier.
That's part of the game that the drug companies play. They shift the tiers around. They also shift which drugs they cover at all.
Right.
They could take your drug and say, next year it's not on the list, period. And now it's your job to be savvy enough to search out every year and see, is there a better drug plan than the one you have? You really should be doing it every open enrollment every year.
Right.
Joe, can I just jump in with a question? In reference to what Otto's talking about, if you go to the Medicare.gov, the 19 companies that are involved, that'll show your tiers? That'll take care of all that for you or no?
It will show you, for each drug you've entered,
right,
which cost tier it's in. It will give you a monthly total cost estimate for the year, because in Medicare, the prices that you pay vary by the month of the year, because you're in the deductible period, the initial coverage period, the donut hole period, or the catastrophic phase period. There are four phases during the year that you could be in, and during those four phases of the year, of your copays vary a lot, and therefore your costs. So people who are on a fixed income have a difficulty when they say, well, you know, I used to pay $20 copay, but now I'm in the donut hole and my copay is $50.
See, that stuff you just educated my God, me.
I might have educated you. He lost me.
Okay, well, let me re-educate you then. When you start out on a drug plan in January, a Medicare drug plan, not a company plan.
Right.
Company plans, you have the same copay usually all year long. But in Medicare, that's not true. So the same drug, I don't know, Crestor, you pick a drug.
Right.
And let's say Crestor costs $100 at retail. And your plan says in January you have a no-deductible plan, and it's going to cost you 25% copay or $25 for your Crestor. Then you're chugging along during the year, and it comes down to August. And by August, you have spent more than I think it's around $3,000 a year at retail cost, meaning that $100 cost or price. Once the retail value of your drugs exceeds about $3,000 or so, then you enter the infamous donut hole. You fall off the cliff. Your copays, your coverage falls off the cliff, and your copays go up a lot. Now your Crestor costs you $50 or more instead of $25. All right? Yeah. Then if during the year, again, you were unfortunate enough to have spent more than around $4,600 out of pocket, now, not retail, but out of pocket, then you would enter the catastrophic phase. You exit the donut hole, and your copays go to 5% of that Crestor $100 price, or $5. So the same Crestor varies during the year.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, confusing, I know.
Very.
Now, the donut hole is being phased out, I think, by the year 2020. Or something like that, but we still have donut holes in all Medicare drug plans. You cannot avoid it.
Now, a donut hole, Could you just try to clarify that for me?
We call it a donut hole. It's also called a coverage gap because that's where your coverage isn't as good, which means you pay more.
Right.
And it's just, you know, when you reach that point during the year, you're going to go to the drugstore and he says, oh, it's going to cost you more. And hopefully you got more money to do it with.
Because you've spent $3,000.
Because you've reached that
$3,000 level
at retail price.
Right.
Meaning the retail value,
not
the amount you spent out of pocket. So a lot of people reach this donut hole stage, but never get out of the donut hole because to get out of a donut hole, you really had to spend around $4,600 out of pocket.
Out of pocket.
And not a lot of people reach that stage unless they've got some serious, you know, expensive drugs.
Right, right. Which,
now,
unfortunately,
you don't want to miss out on Epic, right? Because Epic helps people who have more expensive drug costs out of pocket. Epic is New York State Drug Assistance.
Now, Epic is above and beyond.
In addition to everything we've talked about.
Right.
Medicare Advantage, Plan N, those are for secondary coverage at the doctors and the hospitals, right? The drug plan you get online, Part D is in drug, from Medicare. You've chosen one of those 19 plans that covers your drugs best. Now, if you're 65 or more and you live in New York, you can apply for Epic. It's usually free for most people to join. Some people with low incomes will have a small fee, but they'll get more benefits back than the fee costs.
Right, I gotcha.
So it ends up really being a free benefit.
So it's really not, Epic is not necessarily income-based?
It is, but it's pretty generous now. Epic has is single people, incomes under $75,000 qualify.
Single?
Married couples, $100,000.
Huh.
So a vast majority of people now qualify for Epic. They raised the income limits about a year and a half ago to those levels. Now, Epic is like secondary drug insurance. It says when you've spent your deductible amount, and your deductible is based on your income, $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 usually, then Epic will step in and lower your copays. So let's say that you're on insulin. In Medicare drug plans, insulin is expensive. You're looking at maybe $100 a bottle out of pocket.
Hmm.
And you use a lot of insulin if you're an insulin user. So Epic is a big help to the people who have very expensive drugs, whether it's insulin or drugs for Parkinson's or the serious illnesses. Even eye drops are expensive. That little eyedrop bottle.
You know, just to clarify one thing for people who might be listening, we have about 10 usually who listen steadily.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. But anyhow, when they talk about $100,000 income, I think what they talk about is that's Social Security and maybe some pension. It has nothing
it's
to do
income.
With...
It's all income.
Does it have to...
It's all money that goes in your pocket, meaning all your Social Security...
But if you have a distribution from an IRA or something like that, I don't think that's included.
I think it is, but you know what?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Is it?
We have to take a break. Joe,
right.
Hang in there. You're
sure.
Listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.